Hey y'all, this is Kelly. I'm the host of Unmastering Motherhood, and I'm so glad you're tuning in today. Do me a favor, after you finish listening to this episode, I want to make sure that you subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. And then after you've done those two things, text this to your best friend, your sister, your mother, your grandmother, your aunt, your colleagues, your coworkers, whoever, so that I can grow this wonderful community with amazing ladies like you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode with a special friend. Stay tuned. Today, I have one of my great friends with me. She is hilarious and so funny, so fun. And it's Charmaine. Say hey, Charmaine.
Hey.
Charmaine, now I already told you not to be nervous, be yourself, because I love your personality, and that's why I brought you on the show today, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, so before we start, Charmaine, it's 2021, so I have 21 quick questions for you. It's called this or that. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say two things, and you can only choose one, okay?
Okay.
And I want to see if we can do it as fast as...
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Alaska or Virginia?
Alaska.
Sneakers or heels?
Oh. sneakers.
All right. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Early bird.
Text or call? Which do you prefer? Well, you know what, y'all? I should have included FaceTime because Charmaine is one of them friends that like to FaceTime you out of the blue.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Early in the morning, okay? Early in the morning.
Oh, wait. But she also will send a text at 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, whenever.
It's always a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord.
That is true. That is true. If she is texting at that time, it is a scripture or something.
Yes.
Some kind of revelation she's had. So I'll give her a pass for that. Okay. Shop in peace or shower in peace? Which do you prefer?
Oh, shower in peace.
What? Okay. Yes. Psalms or Proverbs?
Proverbs.
Target or Walmart?
I'm only laughing because I know some of our conversation when it comes to Walmart and Target. So even though I'm still going to choose Walmart, yes, I'm down for Walmart 100%. Walmart
y'all
girl, okay?
He's a Walmart.
You can take the country out of the girl, but you can't take the girl out of the country. So yes, Walmart.
Literally. Okay. Girls' night or date night? I already know what you're going to say.
Date night all day.
When I tell y'all this girl is about her man. You would think that it's Barack and Michelle. Yes. Like, he's just the most important man. She's about that man, honey. Okay.
Yes.
Bath or shower?
Shower.
Okay, wait, I gotta go back. Let me tell y'all how bad it is. It's like, okay, if me and Charmaine has something planned, she might have asked me to do something with her now. She's like, I can't do that because, see, Sean, he's about to come back. Or my husband, or he about to be. So just don't worry about it. But if you reverse it on her and say, oh, well, I got to do this for Travis or something. Girl, can't Travis do that by himself? I'm telling y'all, she loves her man. Okay, but we're going to keep going.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Popcorn or candy?
Candy.
Okay. Comedy or drama?
Oh, comedy all day. I love to laugh.
And you know what, Charmaine? I was wondering which one you were going to choose because I was like, I know she likes both, but I only recently, like within the past year, found out that you like some of the stuff that I like. I wouldn't think that you would watch some of those things, but you know, we'll talk about that too. So night, would you like a night in or a night out?
Ooh, that's hard. Probably night in if I just had to choose one.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
All right. Now, would you rather step on a Lego or step in pee? These are things that happen with kids now. So it's bound to happen.
Give me the Lego, honey, because I can't take the smell. Sometimes that pees according on what they done drunk during the day. You know what I'm saying?
I
So
get
be a
it.
little strong.
Yeah. Okay. Do you save money or spend money?
Oh, I'm a saver all day.
Yes.
Yes.
Hashtag Dave Ramsey. She will
all day
put you on.
If you would have been following Dave Ramsey, you wouldn't have no problem in the pandemic. But let's keep going on.
Yeah, she shades people. She just telling y'all. You wouldn't be worrying. What you want to say, Charmaine? You wouldn't be worrying about if you getting that stimulus or not, ain't it?
No. You wouldn't be going to the mailbox every day looking for it. No.
Okay, Charmaine, do you prefer the Bible or the Bible app?
Oh, the Bible. I need to mark, highlight, and write on the side.
Okay, ocean or mountain?
Ocean.
Ocean. Do you work hard or play hard?
Work hard. Yeah.
Then, okay, this last one I threw in. Kirk Franklin or Donnie McClurkin?
Ooh. Oh. Can I just have both?
You gotta choose one. If you just had to choose.
If I just had to choose, I'll probably go with Donnie.
All right, Donnie. Okay, so I usually play this game with people every time they come on the podcast. And most of the people that I've had on my podcast, I don't feel like I know them as deeply as I know Charmaine. So I included a couple of things about Charmaine. And usually I kind of write out questions and have kind of rehearsed what I want to talk about on the podcast. But, you know, I told Charmaine we're not going to do that because her and I talk on the phone quite often, and I just know her a little bit more, so I included a couple questions that will kind of help me introduce her. But first, let me just start off by saying that I met Charmaine in the military. Both of our husbands were Army. Charmaine is still in, and for those that don't know, my husband got out of the military about a year ago now. But we met in Fort Lee, Virginia. I think the way we met was because it was like after I had Knox. I was sick, had went to the hospital. Charmaine and I both belong to this Christian women's Bible study group in Fort Lee. And Charmaine actually brought food to me. I didn't know her. I didn't meet her. She like literally just dropped it off. And I had never met her before. But once I was all well and I went back to the Bible study, I remember her saying like, oh, I brought you food or whatever. She brought me chicken. I remember that. She brought me
KFC.
I thought it was Bojangles. It was KFC?
It was KFC.
Oh, okay. Oh, and I didn't mean to say Bojangles. I was thinking Popeyes. But anyway, she brought us KFC. And she was like, oh yeah, I brought you that. And I don't know, we just hit it off. But if you ever meet Charmaine, she will treat you like she knew you forever. Like, I remember hitting it off. Like, she just talks to you like she knew you, like she knows you, like she grew up with you. And she doesn't just do that with me, she does that with everybody. If you meet her, I mean, she's just a great personality, and you know, she's super honest, and it's just so funny. Like, me and our other friend always tell Charmaine, like, she throws shade so effortlessly. I don't feel like anybody does it quite like her. But this is the thing. Sometimes she doesn't even realize she's throwing shade. She's just so super, like, honest. And she just, like, tells you how she feels. And, I mean, I love it. I love it. And I don't think people take offense to it. What'd you think, Charmaine? Maybe you, in your experience, you've had people take offense.
And if they do, and if they share that with me, I don't mind apologizing, you know, for what I say or something like that. Or maybe go into more details of what I meant when I said that. Yeah. And it kind of smooth things over. So,
my recorder. I'm telling y'all, this is just off the dome today. I don't want this to go off again. I had an alarm set. Okay. And I don't know if y'all can hear that or not. Okay. I was having a little technical difficulties, but Charmaine is just a fun personality. Like, when we talk on the phone, let's say we're on the phone for 15 minutes, we're probably laughing for 12 of those minutes. That's just how it is.
Most definitely.
We're usually laughing because Charmaine has something to say and it's just always funny, or she's always laughing at something I'm saying. So I included a couple of those questions, and I had you choose between Alaska and Virginia because Charmaine used to live in Alaska and she talked about it all the time, how she loved every aspect of it. So I knew you were going to pick that, but Charmaine and I met in Virginia outside of the Bible study group. She was my walking partner. Oh my gosh, the girl had me walking like how many miles? Like 6 or 7 miles a day.
We'll do 6 or 7
at one time. We walked in the rain and everything.
Yes, we did.
we've just had some good conversations. Charmaine is the person, like, if I don't understand something in the Bible, I'm calling Charmaine. If I want her opinion on something, and I mean, when I say opinion, I don't mean like just her personal opinion. I want her like godly opinion, you know, God's word. What do you think about this situation? And Charmaine is a wealth of knowledge, but if she doesn't know, like, she's going to go study it for you, come back and tell you where to study it so that you know for yourself, you know? So I really like that about Charmaine. What else did I ask you that I wanted to talk about? Oh yeah. She will FaceTime you at the drop of a dime anytime. She does text early in the morning, but she's been doing better about that. You know why, y'all? Because she just had a baby. And when I tell you, the phone has been a little bit more mute. Yes. She just had a baby.
I cannot. Yes, so. I did. Yes. I brought forth.
She just had a baby. So she's been a little quiet than she usually would be. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into that a little bit. She loves her husband, Sean. He is a great man. They are a great couple. I really love both of them. Super happy for y'all and this baby that you had that we're going to talk about in a little bit. And then you heard that she loves Dave Ramsey. She is definitely a saver. She will find a way to get something cheaper. I've seen it with my own eyes. Okay. When I tell y'all, the girl even got the people at Wendy's to use an expired. Do you remember that, Charmaine? Do you remember that?
Kelly, yes, I remember that.
You got the people use expired coupon. Okay. She just doesn't take for the final answer. She does not. And I asked her, does she work hard or play hard? She definitely works hard. Charmaine has her own business, and we'll talk about that in a little bit as well. But I would have to say, if I had to say, if I wanted to introduce you to Charmaine, I would say child of God. Like, she gonna let you know that right up top. You're not gonna have to wonder or worry. That is her. She's a great friend. She's very loyal. How else would you describe yourself, Charmaine? Because I know you're good at it.
Well, I think you probably covered the majority of it, Kelly. You did such a wonderful job doing it.
But yeah, so Charmaine, she's a friend you would want to have. Yeah. Love Charmaine. Charmaine, Patrice just called me. She's probably like, she's probably going to text us like, are y'all on the phone? Just like you did us the other day. she doesn't know that we're recording this, but I'm going to get her on too. That's our other little piece of the pie. But shared earlier, Charmaine and her husband just had a baby. Charmaine, tell us your baby's name and when she was born.
Her name is Leakin Savannah. She was born December the 23rd. She was 5 pounds, 14 ounces.
Wow. I didn't know she was 5 pounds. I don't think I remembered that. She was tiny. Has she gained some weight since then?
Most definitely, yes.
Did she seem really little? Like, could you hold her like in one hand? How little is 5 pounds?
No, it'll probably take two. Okay. She wasn't that tiny.
So was she able to fit? Did she have to wear like newborn? Did that fit her like perfectly?
Yes, most definitely. Yeah.
See, my kids probably wore newborn for like 2 days, and then they were like out of it. I don't know. Knox never could fit it because he came in almost 10 pounds, so he could never, he could never really fit the newborn clothes. We're immediately in that 0 to 3. But yes, yeah. I love the name Lincoln. And you know, when you initially told me, I don't know if I was feeling it, because I guess we had already been saying that her name was going to be Savannah. So I was just like, I really love Savannah. What was her middle name going to be? Savannah what? What were you originally thinking? You remember?
We were still trying to figure out the middle name to go in the middle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I just was like stuck on, but I'm stuck on Savannah. But I love Lincoln. Like, you know, like I have Ryan, who's a girl, but you know, it's typically a boy name. And Lincoln is, I would think of it like a boy name or a last name. And I really, really like it. Lincoln.
Yeah.
It's super cute. Just know that you're going to have to make everything specialty made for her, because you're not going to be able to find her name on anything when you go in the store. You know that, right?
That's right. But that's why her mother owns Sharshine Boutique. Exactly.
Yeah. See, my friend came in. She came in because, see, that's what I was leading to. My friend has her own boutique where she makes customized everything, anything you could imagine or want. She does. Yes. Charmaine, what's your Instagram name so people can follow you?
It's Sharshine _boutique.
And it's C-H-A-R. S-H-U-N, right? Yeah, Sharshine. And I'm going to put it on my social media so you can click the link and follow her as well. And I'll talk about it at the end as well. But yeah, so Charmaine has her own boutique. She really works hard, you guys. At everything she does, she is about those coins. For sure. Okay? She is. I mean, aren't
and,
you?
And I stand behind my product. Yes. So that's why you have to be about those coins. Because when you present, you know, good material and you stand behind your product, that's what makes all of your customers happy. So that is my number one goal, is to make all of my customers happy.
Yes, yes. And I'm pretty sure you do that. So let's kind of just talk about Lincoln and how's it been going.
Okay.
Being home, Charmaine. Oh, you guys, let me tell you, this is army life. Charmaine was pregnant, and her husband was away in Korea. For how long was he gone? Yes.
He was gone for 6 months.
6 months of your pregnancy, he was gone. Wow. He came like right back before you had the baby shower, right?
Yep, 30 days.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So you know, how was that? First of all, being home alone. Oh, and they had moved to a new state, and then he had to leave. So so you were in a new state, not really knowing a lot of people, and your husband left you, and you're pregnant. How was all of that? Let's talk about it. Were you worried?
No, I wasn't worried at all. I wasn't worried at all, because even though I love my husband dearly, and I would do anything for him, I still enjoy that one-on-one time separate.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, it was a good moment for me.
So did you never have times where you was like, oh, I don't feel like getting up off this couch? You know, when you're pregnant, especially towards the end, you're like, I don't feel like cooking. I don't feel like cleaning. Did you have any of those moments? Do you have a ball?
Probably at the last trimester, but at that time he came back home, and then he was able to do a whole lot of cooking and a whole lot of bringing it. Yeah, he was real on a high of being served. You know, he was just really on that high, you know.
I mean, he had to make up. He was gone for a long
time. Yeah, that's definitely what he was doing. Yeah. So, I spoke it, he did.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good that you know, I'm glad to hear your outlook on it. It's positive. Although your husband was away, you know, and you were pregnant with your child.
Yes.
You were able to make it through, and you enjoyed your time alone. Like, who, you know, most people would be like, oh my gosh, he's gone. I'm so sad. And I'm having a baby. I have to go to these appointments by myself. But, and you guys were in a pandemic. We're all in a pandemic.
Right.
How would you describe being pregnant in a pandemic? How was it different from your first pregnancy?
The only thing different about being pregnant in the pandemic is I had to be more conscious aware of what I was touching, where I was going, make sure I had my mask, make sure my hands was washed at all times.
Yeah.
kind of being limited of places that I can go.
Yeah.
That was the only difference.
Gotcha. Did you have virtual appointments or did they still see you in person and stuff?
No, I made it, I wanted to do all of mine, up front.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So that was cool. Well, that was good that you had that option because I know some people that, have been pregnant or are pregnant in this pandemic and a lot of their doctors are, making them have a couple of virtual, but you know, I would prefer in person too, if I were pregnant during the pandemic. It's just nothing like it. You know, you want to make sure everything's getting checked and yeah, I can see how that could be conflicting too though. So we have Miss Lincoln here. How's she been sleeping and stuff?
We're still trying to get a routine together. Now at night we do just get up one time at night around about like 3 o'clock in the morning and do her feeding, and then I have to maybe hold her a while longer till she fall back to sleep.
Yeah.
To get her to fall back to sleep, and then she wakes up around about like 6 or 7, but right about that time I'm up anyway. Yeah. So that's what did be.
Do you know how many moms may have just made jealous? Like you're only getting up one time during the night. That's really awesome. You don't hear that from many people.
Well, that's the thing. I do have to give a shout out to my husband about that because what he did it probably in about 3 days. I mean, she was crying a little bit more than what I wanted her to, but I politely just went on downstairs while he was upstairs. That's, you know, to do that. Yeah. And so I had to give a shout out to him. He done.
And, you know, it's, you know, maybe it's controversial. I don't know. Some people don't like it. Some people do. Me, some people are like, babies cannot be trained. Okay, maybe your baby can't. But mine were just slightly. Like, my mom instilled that in me about, like, not holding them all the time. It's okay for them to cry sometimes, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it really pays off in the end. If you kind of get them trained, semi-trained, whatever. It like, OMG. Yeah. Like, I have a cousin now. She's pregnant and she's like, oh my gosh, Kelly, I should have listened to you. I should have, cause she has a 5-year-old now. And she's just like, I should have listened to you. I'm not going to do it with this next baby or whatever. I'm like, okay. I mean, it's truly up to you and whatever you want to do is your baby. You know, I always say your way, your say, but if you ever want to try it out, I mean, it works. It can work. And to this day, my kids still sleep well, but it pays off, especially when they're younger and you're trying to get things done or you just need to relax, you know, after giving birth, you know?
I agree.
It really helps.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So that's good. Miss Lincoln is doing well. Are you breastfeeding or what are you doing? Bottle feeding or what?
Well, we started off breastfeeding, but when we was in the hospital, I had a little issue about my milk coming in. It wasn't coming in as much. Yeah. So when I got home, I started pumping and giving her the breast milk that way. But then I kind of got a little lazy. Just got to be honest.
Okay.
I got a little lazy. And then we was giving her the formula at night. Yeah. And so she kind of got more used to the formula than my breast milk. Yeah. And so we just kind of shifted from the breast to all the way formula.
Gotcha. And there's nothing wrong with that. I always like to say that. Like. Yeah. It's good to go into it thinking you're going to do one way, but you know, having a baby, you need some flexibility. And if formula is the thing you need, hey, give it to them. So many babies have been successful on formula and on breast milk. So you got to do whatever works for you sometimes, you know, in your household. So that's good to know. And she's growing and she's playing. Is she doing a lot of gooing and guying yet?
Well, she's doing a lot of smiling, so we working with her face expression.
Good.
And so she get that from her mother. So so we reading a lot of face expressions and know when she's hungry, like, get this pamper off of me, like, right now. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's good.
She does not like urine on her at all.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, who can blame her? I wouldn't either. Yeah. And then what about family? Have you had any family come in town and help out or anything yet?
I have family members, they have offered to come and they desire to come, but because Lincoln has not had any shots or anything like that, I choose not to have any visitors at this moment and during this time.
Gotcha. And that's why you made our friend Candace look at the baby through the window of your home. Okay.
I got you.
Charmaine sent me a picture of her showing the baby to our friend Candace. I mean, I get it.
Yes.
I told Charmaine, you could have let her just peek, stand at the front door and been 12 feet, 15 feet apart. She could have seen the baby like that.
Well, my husband said, you know, let her wear a mask and let her come in and y'all stay on. No. I mean, I didn't want to do that. I want to be as safe as possible, you know. And
I would totally be the same way. Like, I'm not even pregnant.
Yeah.
And, or have a little one, but even my kids, like, I'm super protective of them. And, you know, we don't go many places. Our family, I already told them, we're not coming to South Carolina. We have family here. We don't see them. They may drop something off by the house, but that's really it. That's just what we've been choosing to do during the pandemic. So, you know, we all got to make our own choices and decisions, because this pandemic is like nothing we've ever experienced before. We don't have a playbook or any rules to go by. So we are all just kind of out here experimenting. So keep doing what's best for you and Lincoln and Sean, because that's all that matters. Your family will have plenty of time to see her, because you know why? I know that as soon as she's able, you and the pandemic is gone, you're going to be doing the drop-off.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Charmaine is like me in that aspect. Like, oh, you want to babysit my kid? Okay, go right ahead. Yes. Grandparents, come pick them up. You want them for a month? Have them. Thank you so much. I love it.
Yes.
I had my cousin-in-law on a couple weeks ago, and she's pregnant right now, and I asked her, like, does she have any like cravings or any kind of weird things happening to her while she was pregnant? So I want to ask you the same thing. Did you have any like cravings, or your body feel like super weird, or do anything super weird when you were pregnant?
In the first trimester, I could not eat anything sweet at all. No junk food, no nothing. No, like, grapes or pineapple. I couldn't just eat anything
so not
sweet.
Fruit.
But then my second trimester, I was able to add the fruit in. But then with my second and third, it, for some reason, Jamaican food. I wanted some oxtails. I wanted, you know, whatever Jamaican
really?
Food.
That's so random. Jamaican. That is so random that you wanted Jamaican food. Was it good? Yes. Did you find a good place?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was so delicious. It was a Jamaican food trip. So we got to know each other very well.
You know, I have not had oxtails, and I probably will not have oxtails, but you already know that about me. Charmaine is very adventurous in what she will eat. Oh, I hear little Lincoln.
Yes.
She waking up. You going to?
Yes, she is. And I am
making a bottle.
Just gonna change her bottle right now.
This is Unmastering Motherhood, Charmaine. We don't care about the crying babies. It's okay if you need a break or whatever. It's all good. But we're gonna be wrapping up soon. But I wanted to come on and share my friend with you. Just talk about, you know, her having a baby, Charmaine and her husband Sean. This is their second child. They have a son. And he passed away due to SIDS. And so this is their second child, and they are just super happy and enjoying little Miss Lincoln. One thing I love about Charmaine is that she's so open to share her story. I think that's something that I found out about you early on, was your son and just how you got through that process. So Charmaine, if you don't mind sharing, how have you been able to, I don't want to say get over, but how have you been able to move forward in life?
Having really, really, really good friends that, you know, don't mind talking about it, not just trying to, you know, hide it or be like, oh, I wanted to say something, but I, you know, didn't want to say things. I didn't know how she was going to feel. I don't know if she's still sensitive about the situation. But just having those friends that will allow you to talk about it, and they talk about it, they ask questions, yeah. and you know, dialogue about it, that's how we've been able to persevere through it.
Charmaine, I also know that, you know, your faith is something that is, like, really the driving force of everything that you do. And like I said earlier, if you were ever to meet Charmaine, you would know that, like, literally, it's a joke in my house. Multiple things, like, my kids, well, Ryan and Travis, they'll be like, you know what, Kelly, since you met Charmaine, you're really, like, really a Christian, like, you really, really are. I'm like, so you think it's because of Charmaine, or you're only talking about this because you and Charmaine probably were talking about this, or you know, you're just like Charmaine, y'all just be praying, and you always, I said, you know what, because, like, Charmaine, you know how when you lose something, you'll be like, Holy Spirit, let me do this, or whatever, yeah. and I start doing that.
Right,
like, you're just doing that because Charmaine. I was like, well, it does work, okay.
it works, because he said for us to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he shall direct our path. When he say all, it's just not limited to, you know, what we think is super spiritual. No, he's talking about the very basic things. He cares so much about the very basic things that he cares about the numbers of hairs that we have on our head. So if he cares about that, we can ask him anything. Yes. And he will direct us and let us know whatever we're asking.
And I'm not gonna lie, like, you would think that little minuscule thing, like, it was just like, it does open your mind up to think. And I think that's something that you have taught me. Like, you literally can ask for anything at all, you know, anything you need. But just the fact that my husband and kids noticed that kind of thing, I think that says a lot about you. That says a lot about our friendship. That says a lot about my Christian journey and my walk, you know, that. Yes, you see that your mom acknowledges God, and she has good godly friends that keep her on track. And honestly, that's what I always tell people. Like, those are the type of friends that I like. Like, yes, I have a variety, all kinds of friends, but the friends that I really, really love and appreciate the most, I would say, are the ones where we have such great conversations about everything, but God is, like, the first of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Charmaine laugh and kiki about all kinds of stuff, but it seems like Charmaine, in our conversation, we always are talking about God in some kind of way on the phone call, like, something is going to come up. But that just shows how much he is the head of our lives, and especially in relation to you. Like, it just, I think it says a lot, don't you think, that people think that much of you, like, that if you're connected to Charmaine, like, you are gonna be connected with God in some kind of way, like, that people can experience God through you, you know. I think that that's a true statement of you. She brings everything back to the Bible, which I do like about Charmaine. But I know that you put your faith forward in anything, so Charmaine, before we close out, I want you to maybe give us or share, like, your favorite scripture. And then maybe, like, give some words of encouragement to mothers that may be just experiencing some rough times, you know, no matter what it is.
Okay. the first thing, I want to go back when Kelly talks about acknowledging the Holy Spirit, you know, just for the small things, or maybe, like, she lost her keys and say, Holy Spirit, can you help me find my keys, or something like that. When you start off with something that small, what you really do, you train your mind to hear the voice of God. It's really training you to hear the voice of God. And once you get familiar with his voice, because he said his sheep shall know his voice, and a stranger they shall not follow. When you get familiar with his voice, it'll be very hard to be deceived about other voices that you may hear in life, or, you know, is this telling me to do this, or should I do that? And then if the Holy Spirit leads you, you're gonna be like, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Not that. So just be very aware of what the Holy Spirit job is doing. You said share if somebody might be having a hard time.
Maybe share, like, your favorite scripture or something, and then, or even if you don't want to tell us what it is, Mike, just, like, Mm-hmm. Proverbs 3:1. Like, I want you guys to read this, but I also want you to just share some wisdom for moms that might be going through a hard time, no matter what it is.
Okay, my favorite scripture is that I can do all things with Christ who strengthens mm-hmm. me. So therefore, that lets you know the importance of having a relationship with Jesus Christ, because he's telling you that you can do all things yeah. with him. Yeah. So just a word of encouragement for the mothers during this time and season is, you know what? Everything does not have mm-hmm. to be perfect. So if you have that infant and you can't get to those dishes right now, yes. it's okay. If you have that infant and maybe you can't get to cleaning that bathroom or washing those clothes right now, it's okay. Yep. Your first job is for your infant. And you know what? Take hold of those moments. You know, make sure you cherish those moments, because I'm telling you, in a blink of an eye, they're going to be walking and talking. You're going to be like, I just wanted to hold you just for a moment in time. Can I hold you? And then that baby's going to be like, that holding yes. season is over, but you didn't even hold me when that season was exactly. here. Don't play with me.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So just be at peace of where you are. Don't get discouraged about things that you're not getting done around the house, and or if you're not being as loving and caring as you normally would be with your spouse or your family and stuff, yeah. it's okay. It just keep persevering, keep moving forward, and things will kind of smooth out.
They will. Thanks yeah. for listening, guys. At the end of this podcast, I'm going to include all of my social media, all of Charmaine's social media. I hope you've enjoyed this episode today, just chatting with a mom and learning about how it's been for her, you know, being pregnant in a pandemic, living this military life, and how mm-hmm. her faith just gets her through everything. Charmaine, I'm going to ask you again, because I always like when you do it. So I want to ask you, can you just close us out in a quick prayer?
Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you for this time that Kelly have chosen to share, just being inspirational to a whole lot of women, oh God. And maybe men listening as well. We just thank you, oh God, for her being obedient for what you told her to do in this moment and during this time. And Lord, we just thank you that everybody continues to stay safe. And those that may have challenges during this time and during this season, oh Heavenly Father, let them know, even though they may face adversities, that you are still there, that you are God, that you promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You will be with us even unto the end of this earth. So Lord, let us rest in that, knowing that you will always be a very present help. In your son Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thanks, Amen. Charmaine. Before we go, I did want to say this. Charmaine, you know I'm going to have you on probably like two more times. And you know we're going to talk about, for sure we're going to talk about being a foster parent, because Charmaine just has a great story about that. She has, how many foster kids have you had total in your lifetime?
Oh my goodness. Probably about maybe 40,
I didn't even think that many. Wow. Yeah. Y'all, her story is awesome. Yeah. We're going to talk about that coming up. I don't know when, but I'm going to have Charmaine back on to talk about, you know.
I'm excited about that one. Yes.
I want to talk about that. So thanks again for listening. And thank you so much, Charmaine. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, you guys. I really hope you enjoyed the conversation with Charmaine Thomas. If you'd like to follow Charmaine, which I think you would love to, her Instagram is charshun_boutique. And I'll spell that out, but I'll also be putting this on my Instagram. It is charshun_ and then the word boutique. And then, like always, you can follow me. Mom of three, Kelly C, MOMOF, the number 3, KELLI, the letter C. You can also follow the podcast page, which is Unmastering Motherhood. I'm not really active on there. I plan to in the future, maybe, but I usually post everything right on Mom of three, Kelly C.
The link is in the bio on either of those Instagram handles. And then you can also email me at unmasteringmotherhood@gmail.com. I hope you guys have a great week and come back next week for a brand new episode.